Alice Miranda on Holiday, Alice Miranda, Book 2, written and read by Jacqueline Harvey.
For Ian, who makes me laugh. For Sandy, who loved Alice Miranda. For Poppy, Nana, Grandad, Joan, Auntie Joan, Mum, Dad, Sarah, Nat, Trent, Olivia, Darcy, Flynn and Eden, just because. Prologue. Oh, my dear man, you're too kind. Granny Burt blushed, her cheeks matching the colour of her rose-pink teacup. No, Mrs. Rumble, it is you who is too kind. I've so much to do and so little time. Your help is humbly appreciated. The visitor loaded his cake fork with a mouthful of passion fruit sponge. Please call me Albertine, Granny insisted, as she admired the cut of his pinstriped suit. The small sitting room, already bulging with antique furniture, seemed to overflow with the man's presence. Albertine it is, then, he began. He studied the set of faded plans in front of them. Now, what can you tell me? I want to know all the secrets. As Granny began to reveal the mysteries of Highton Hall, she failed to notice the sickly smile that had spread across her guest's handsome face. Chapter 1. Alice Miranda Highton Smith Kennington Jones said goodbye to her friends on the steps of Winchesterfield Manor. Please try to be brave, Mrs. Smith. She wrapped her arms around the cook's waist. Dear girl, Mrs. Smith sniffled into her tissue, then fished around in her apron pocket to retrieve a small parcel wrapped in greaseproof paper. Some brownies for the drive. Oh, Mrs. Smith, my favourites. You really are the best brownie cook in the whole world. I'll share them with Mummy and Jacinta. You know, I was thinking you should make them for Kennington's. I'm sure we'd sell gazillions. Imagine, Mrs. Smith's scrumptious, melt-in-your-mouth chocolate brownies. Alice Miranda underlined the invisible words in the air. Wouldn't that be amazing? You'd be famous. Mrs. Smith turned the colour of beetroot. Off you go, she smiled. And please tell Mrs. Oliver I'm looking forward to seeing her later in the week. Alice Miranda stepped back and moved along the line. Now you look after those flowers while I'm gone, Mr. Charles, she said, smiling at her weathered friend. His eyes, the colour of cornflowers, sparkled in the morning sunlight, and he brushed a work-worn hand across the corner of his face. Ah, lass, I'll have those blooms perfect by the time you get back, he nodded. Alice Miranda stepped closer, wrapping her arms around his middle. Off with you now, he said and patted her shoulder. Mr. Plumpton and Miss Reedy stood side by side. His nose glowed red, while she maintained her usual dignified stance. Thank you, Miss Reedy, Alice Miranda offered her tiny hand, which the English teacher shook most vigorously. I've had a wonderful term. You have a lovely break, Alice Miranda. It's hard to believe you've been here only 3 months. Lavinia Reedy looked down at her youngest student. The girl was a constant source of amazement. And Mr. Plumpton, your science lessons have been truly fantastic. I will never in my life forget that volcano experiment. All that frothing and fizzing and then boom, Alice Miranda laughed. Mr. Plumpton's forehead wrinkled. That wasn't my best work, Alice Miranda. Not quite the outcome I was expecting. But Mr. Plumpton, it was magnificent, even if it did make a lasting impression on the ceiling and spew that icky liquid all over the lab. Yes, well, I can only imagine how the volcano's vent ended up with a cork wedged in it. He tried not to, but couldn't help showing an embarrassed smirk. Next in line stood Mrs. Darby. Alice Miranda was only just getting used to Miss Higgins' new name. You have a lovely holiday, sweetheart, the young woman beamed. Thank you, Miss Higgins. I mean, Mrs. Darby, Alice Miranda corrected herself. Mrs. Darby knelt down and brushed a stray curl behind Alice Miranda's ear. The child leaned forward and threw her arms around Mrs. Darby's neck. Now, what was that for? She asked, as surprised as she had been the first time Alice Miranda offered such affection. Just because, the tiny girl whispered.